it all on Jesus. All the rest of our life, we can just rest it on Jesus. Not that we're perfect, because we're not. Not that we sin, because we shouldn't. But when we do, we can rest it all on Jesus. What a Savior. Brother Joshua Loa is going to come preach for us this morning. Come on up, brother. I don't know if you need a lapel. You want to use this or use that. Okay. Amen, brother. I'm glad you're here, brother. Thank you.
There was one thing I wanted to come do. One thing I talked to Drew about. On things that we wanted to see, and it was to be an encouragement. But I'll be honest with you, I don't feel like I have, Pastor. I feel like y'all have been more of an encouragement to me and Drew. Your church has been loving, I think. Thank God for y'all. That brisket was amazing. My brother's thinking about being a pastor here in Texas. No, I'm just kidding. We had a good turnout yesterday in the rally. I believe there's some decisions that was made, and only heaven is going to know what that fruit is. And I'm thankful to have my family here this morning, right there in those back rows. That does something to me. I'm sorry. I wouldn't be here today if my family wasn't praying for me. If you got your Bibles, turn it to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That music sure stirred me up this morning. I'm thankful I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and I'm thankful that whenever the Lord himself shall descend from above with the voice of the archangel, I'm going to go up out of here. I'm not looking for a hole in the ground. I'm looking for a hole in the sky, as an old-time preacher said. And I'm thankful this morning to know that I have been redeemed. We'll start in verse number 1, and we'll work our way to verse number 11. The Bible says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which ye also are saved. And if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Paul's giving the gospel in a nutshell right there. "And that he was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12. After that, he was seen and above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. But some are fallen asleep. After that, he had seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me, and as of one born out of due time. But I am least of the apostles." I can agree with that. I'm not meant to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Now, I remember when I was lost and undone, headed to a devil's hell, I persecuted the church. I wanted nothing to do with the house of God. But I'm thankful that God showed grace and mercy to a sinner like me. He said, "I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, so ye believed." Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you, God, this morning, Father, for letting us come to the house of God just one more time. God, just to hear your word just one more time. I thank you for the music. God, I thank you, Father, how you moved there, God, in the music. And Father, I pray, God, just for a little while, God, that you'd preach me. God, I have nothing to offer, God, to the church here. God, without you, I am nothing, Father. God, I pray the Holy Ghost of God will begin to work on hearts. I pray that you'd bind the strong man. And Father, I plead the blood of Calvary upon this church, God. And I pray that you do only what you can do, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. I want to preach on a thought on I am what I am by the grace of God. But I want to just give you three truths in a pre-introduction on what Paul meant by why he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. There was so much heaviness, I believe, that he had whenever he was saying that. I believe that there was a lot that was coming to memory in his mind as the Holy Ghost inspired him to write, I am what I am by the grace of God. And I want us to look back in the lens of, if we want to understand the life of Paul, you've got to look back to the book of Acts. And the book of Acts, it'll show you the life of Paul. In 2 Corinthians, you'll find a summary of Paul's life. But I believe it'd be better if we look at the lens of Acts to show what Paul meant by what I am by the grace of God. In Acts 14, 19, it says, Paul was stoned. Paul was stoned, and he was reflecting on that, I believe. And in Acts 14, 19, it says, and there came therein certain Jews from Antioch, and they persuaded the people, having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. In Acts 14, Paul is preaching the gospel. He sees a certain man being crippled, who was crippled from his mother's womb. That was you and I before we got saved by the grace of God. And Paul tells that crippled man to have faith and to be healed. And straightway the man's walking, and the man's leaping on the faith that he had. And certain people of the city saw that, and they began to think that Paul was a god, a little g-god. They actually called his name Mercurius, if that's correct. And they called Barnabas Juniper. They begin to claim them to be gods. And Paul goes out and he says, no, that's not me that did the work. He began to expound and point to Christ. And he said, Christ is the one that did the work. And they got upset that he didn't want it. They got upset that Paul didn't want to accept the sacrifice. They were wanting to sacrifice an oxen for Paul. But Paul said, no, that's not me. Paul was decreasing and letting the Lord Jesus Christ increase. And so they got upset, and what they did is they stoned him. They stoned him to die. Let me ask you this morning, who's stoning you in your life? My. And Paul was trying to explain to them. He said, look, I'm a man of like manner. He's saying, look, you like tortillas? I like tortillas. He said, you like the Dallas Cowboys? I love the Dallas Cowboys. You like the Houston Astros? I love the Houston Astros. That's Paul saying, like manner. He said, you don't like the Atlanta Braves? I don't like the Atlanta Braves. So what they did is they began to stone him. It must have been Atlanta Braves in that crowd that was probably stoning him. But the Bible says that the disciples stood around him while Paul was on the ground. It said he rose up back to the city and preached the gospel. And you know what it was that rose up Paul? It was the grace of God that rose Paul up to go do that. So truth number one, Paul was stoned by way of introduction. Truth number two, Paul suffered from stripes. In Acts 16, Paul met the disciple Timothy. Both Paul and Silas departed to Macedonia to preach the gospel. And the rulers of that city got a hold of Paul and Timothy. They laid stripes upon them, and they threw them in prison. And the Bible doesn't say that Timothy went with Paul and Silas into the prison. The Bible doesn't say that, and I wonder why that was. Sometimes I think God will let certain people of the church go through things and not others go through things. And I believe that's what that case was. But you know what? Paul's stripes did not prevent him from singing and praising God. You know what he did? He began to sing and praise. I believe Paul was singing, and I know I can't sing, but I believe he was singing, if not for grace, I would still be lost and hopeless. I don't know where I'd be today. I'd probably still be locked up in jail. Probably have no place to stay if not for grace. And the earthquakes begin to shake, and the earthquakes begin to boom, and those prison doors came wide open. And that jailer there, I bet he drew a sword and he shivered. He shivered in fear. But Paul said, "Do thyself no harm, for we're still here." He said, "Hey, we're still here behind these doors." And the jailer, he probably began to draw that sword back in. And he says, sir, what must I do to be saved? My, what a testimony. And Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Hey, sometimes you're going to have to go through some stripes in your life to see somebody get saved by the grace of God. Oh, I remember, man, I don't want to get ahead of myself, so I'm not going to do that. Let me ask you a question. What are you willing to go through for somebody to get saved? I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know the need, but I do know that it's by the grace of God that you'll make it through. In truth number one, we see Paul had stones. Paul had stones thrown at him. Paul suffered from stripes. But I want to get into the main message. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul looked back, and he wouldn't be where he was at if it had not been for the grace of God. And there's three implications in Paul's life, and there's three implications in our life that we can see if it had not been for grace. And every person this morning, I want you to listen up to me this morning. Every person this morning can see the grace of God in their life by looking at these three implications found in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. The Bible says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Implies the Spirit passed by your way. The Bible says in John 6:44, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't grow up in church. I didn't grow up with the Bible preached to me. And I grew up in Temple, Texas, about 2 hours from here. And I began to get in trouble as I began to get older. I began to get in drugs. I began to get in alcohol, pills, all those things that you can think of. And I remember I was coming to an end point of my life. And I was trying to work things out. I got in trouble. I remember going to jail for just a little while. And I tried to get back on my feet. And I began to work for this furniture company called Temple Furniture. And my cousin that I used to run the streets with, he got saved. And he invited me to church one day. It was on 9/11 of 2016. And I stepped in the church house. And I remember I had on a blue shirt and I had on stripes. I had on some gray polo shirt. I can remember everything that I had on that day. And I remember walking in the church house, not knowing what is church. And I sat down in the back pew, probably about right here. And there was a man that rear backed and preached Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. And the Holy Ghost of God came by my way that day. And I'll never forget that. And he saved me by the grace of God. I began to get plugged into the church, and we began to do outreach. The outreach pastor, he was with us just a few minutes ago. And we began to knock on doors. And we knocked on this one door down the north side where I'm from. And it was a young girl, probably a teenager, that opened the door. And we began to witness to her. We began to share the gospel with her. And it wasn't anything that we did. But you know who met us right there in the middle? It was the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that breathed the scriptures is the same Spirit that met with her. The same Spirit that ascended like a dove whenever Jesus was getting baptized was the same Spirit that met with her. The same Spirit that inspired the holy men to speak as they wrote down the scriptures was the same Spirit that met with her. I'm thankful. Had it not been for the grace of God, I wouldn't experience the Spirit coming by my way. Can you remember a time in your life when the Spirit of God convicted you? Where would you be today had he not convicted you and came by your way? So we see implication number one, by the Spirit. And implication number two, but by the grace of God, implies the Savior showed himself to me. The man of God, he took me to the back as I began to be under conviction. And he brought me to a room and he began to break down the verse, for the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Whenever he broke that scripture down, the Holy Ghost began to convict me, but the Savior, he showed himself to me. And he showed himself to me, and he showed that I was headed to a devil's hell. And I look back at my life now, and I'm so thankful that the Savior decided to show himself to me. I don't know. There's probably millions of people that lived in 2016. But for some reason, the Holy Ghost and the Savior decided to come by my way. My way. I can't testify for anybody else this morning, but I can testify, and I thank God that he thought enough of me. I should be in hell with a broke bat. I should be burning for all of eternity, but one day Jesus came by. I'm thankful that Jesus, he's enough. Does Jesus need to come by your way and do something for you? He's big enough. There's enough grace to reach anybody, no matter where you've been, what you've done, and who you are. Jesus can save you today. I thank God that the Savior came by. Now, I remember there was a man of God that was preaching out of Africa. He's a missionary. He preached with the power of God on his life. And I was sitting in the front row. It was my preacher. It was a little boy that I had picked up on the bus route, and it was me. And the man of God began to preach on the gospel. And I looked to my side and I saw him just shivering. He was under conviction. And I said, "Hey, do you need to get saved?" He said, "No, I don't. I don't need to get saved." I said, "Are you sure?" He didn't want to lose that opportunity. He said, "You know what? I need to get saved." And that little boy, the Savior showed himself unto him. I'm glad God's not a respecter of people. God's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And that little boy went back with the youth pastor and got born again by the grace of God. I'm thankful for God's grace. This is a simplistic message, but I think that we need to be thankful more for the grace of God. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved, and not of yourselves, and not of works. It's the gift of God, lest any man should boast." I thank God for grace. Implication number one, the Spirit came by. Implication number two, the Savior passed by. But implication number three, but by the grace of God implies that my sins are forgiven. Hey, I've been redeemed this morning. I know where I used to be. I remember I used to be that drunk stumbling around in Temple, Texas. And I remember I could have got hit by a vehicle, and I could have strung out on the cocaine that I was doing. But I thank God that he saved me. I thank God that he looked past all of those sins, and he looked past all of the sorrow, and he looked past all of my shame, and he said, "My sins are forgiven." Psalms 32:1, it says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. In the Bible, in Leviticus, there's a Levitical law. And they would take a sacrificial goat, and they would slay that goat. And that would pay for the sins. They would kill that goat. But then there was also a scapegoat goat. And what they would do is they would take the scapegoat goat, and they would take the sins of that year, and they would place it on the scapegoat goat. And that scapegoat goat would live, but it would take the sins out of Bethlehem. Then so Jesus, God's scapegoat goat, was led outside of Bethlehem. But he just wasn't bearing the sins of that year. And he just wasn't bearing the sins of the next year. But he was bearing the sins of all of eternity. He was bearing your sins, and he was bearing my sins. He was bearing your shame, and he was bearing my shame. And was led outside of Bethlehem and hung out on an old rugged cross. And may I report to you that not only are my sins covered, not only are my sins cast out, and not only are my sins clean, but my sins are conquered, friend. They're conquered. They're gone. Good God Almighty, my sins are gone this morning. I'm glad to be in the hand of an Almighty God. My sins are conquered this morning. Are your sins conquered this morning? Ask yourself that question. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, and the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. If you can come to the piano, I'll close up. I thank God this morning that our sins aren't just covered as in the Old Testament, but our sins are conquered. Your sins can be conquered this morning. And I wonder who needs their sins to be conquered. With every head bowed and every eyes closed, Maybe God's speaking to you this morning. If God can save an old drunkard boy like me, God can save you. You know, Paul, I believe he looked back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and he saw where he was. He saw how rebellious he was towards God. And he looked back and began to thank God for the grace of God that brought him there. And I look back now and I think, where would I be had it not been for the grace of God? Where would you be? Maybe God called you here just to give you one more chance to get it settled, to get it one more chance to get saved by the grace of God. Maybe that's you this morning. With a hand raised, is that you this morning? If God's calling you for salvation, would you raise your hand? God wants to save you this morning. Thank you. Maybe somebody needs to come to the altar and thank God for his grace and for his mercy. If that's you, would you come? Now, I don't want to prime and I don't want to pump, but I do want to be obedient to the Holy Ghost.
Let's stand as we continue to pray. If there's any need that you have and you'd like to come to the altar's open always. Maybe you want to bring someone with you to pray with you. That's fine. That's a great idea. Why don't you just come and want to talk to one of us up here and ask us about any questions you may have that God may have brought to your heart. We're here to help. We want to just keep a set mindset to pray right now. Pray for one another. Pray for those who need Jesus. Pray for those who need help today. That God may have his way as we pray together. Let God have his way.